You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Tough race. Hefresh Birkas, Yank of the Birkas Eisen. Right, there's two brachas. V'yitin u'be'esav k'siv. It says also, yitin l'chol kim mital ha'shamayim. And over here, it says, mital ha'shamayim yema shavecha. If somebody reads the psukim, so there don't seem to be such a difference. He says, but Lemaisa, when Esav gets a bracha, it says, Mishmane Aretz Yema Shavecha Mital Shemayim Ma'al. So the difference is, Kiat Sadik says like this, normally a person ask our salt, right? So we have a job, and every week or 2 weeks, or whatever, the boss gives us a payment, right? If we could get that same payment on a for 20 years, winning the lottery, we'd probably say we want the lottery. Well, this way, my job, who knows if the boss is going to keep me, who has to see the boss, besides it's not working. But I'm saying, well, let's say you even have to do something. But the shot is that you don't want the relationship. Who needs a relationship? Who has to be worried about, the next week? You got everything for... You got to put like us. Let's say food, right? So every few hours we eat something, right? We eat two, three meals a day. It says if they could discover some kind of pill that could keep you going the whole week, it would be great, right? Oh, so he says, but tzaddik is not that way. Ki tzaddik ain't a reitzel liyos nimsa biyan atzma shum. He doesn't want it to be his own. Like liyos nitan lo mashem isbach. He wants it to come from the Baruch Shalom. Only when he needs it, and when he's worried for it. He says over here, shouldn't eat up his chelek on Olam Hazeh. The Bereshit wants to give it to him because that's he has to live on that. But not as a matana. That's why she says, ve'yiten. You don't start off a statement, and. That's like in America. The word they start over is so. Everybody, when you speak in America, that's so that's the common. And that doesn't make sense. So what's v'yitein? So that's because Al Darsh and Rashi says yitein yachz v'yitein. So it's not a pshat; it'll give you a lot. Yachz v'yitein means he'll constantly give you. Pirish b'chol eis nesina chadasha, new giving. So that's one reason. Gam ki be'emes tzarach liyos choshev be'ene adam tzad nesina shkosh bochnas. He has to also realize that's coming from the Bein Shom. The Gemara says in Kedushin that if a woman gives an Adam Chosh of money, even though the man is supposed to give the money, Nasan Hu, right? It's Nasan Hu, he has to be giving the money. But if it's an Adam Chosh of, and she gives her, she gets a nav of the fact that he accepted it. Because an Adam Chosh of, it's a different thing. So, if Adam Chosh of gives you matana, you get a little gift from somewhere. Right? A gift, so you put it away somewhere in your attic. Somebody gives you a. Some quote that they like. Okay, they like the quote. You don't know. What's it got to do with you? So, some tzaddik, they hold some guys a tzaddik. A picture of somebody, now. You're going to the ballpark stores now. So all the I once wanted to get some pictures. So I said, do you have anybody from the last century? Or do you definitely have any? Only someone who's now. Do you have anybody, any pictures from a few centuries ago? No, they just have now, right? You want a different picture. Somebody gives you a picture. You don't know what to do with it. But let's say another choshev gives you somebody, then you cherish it, right? So he says, "Megufa davanit." It's more choshev that the fact that the Baruch Hu gave it to them than the etzem zach itself. Kein masha amar rav kodesh. It's a famous thing like this. In the Gemara it says that the Baruch Hu yisa shem panav alecha. So the Malachim Gemara says yisa shem panav alecha. So he says, "V'chi atamara mesias ponim leklagisol." It says, "Shelo yisa ponim v'lo yikach shayched." You don't take barbies. It says, "Eich lo asa ponim." Ani amarti b'teira v'chalta v'savata v'rachta. Right. So only v'sviya v'hem kibul matzah akazayis at kebeitza. Right. At kazayis at kebeitza. Okay. Different pshat, but that's what the Gemara says. Medrash says a little bit. The Medrash says, "Hem noisen li ponim." A person doesn't have a in the Gemara it's mashup, so like the Goyin says, they took upon themselves some reason in order to make a lakeinu, to make more brachas. Measures mashup that they're happy getting a kazayis kebeitza. That even if they get, what does that mean? Upirish, he says like this, that not all the time, and it's a big lesson, the Rebbe Bunim is a meridical lesson, lamashu, in nachas, right? So we expect, Vashem give us nachas, the Pshat gives a lot of nachas. The Vashem doesn't necessarily have to give you a lot of nachas. Whatever Vashem gives you from the child, that's what he gave to you, and you have to realize that's a matana, and the whether you get nachas, we don't get nachas, that's what the Vashem gave us. Even if it's a little, no matter what the Banisham is, he's talking about in a physical sense. The Banisham gives it, but you realize it's from the Banisham. And since it's from the Banisham, so the person has to be happy with it. The Banisham gave you a gift. So he says the same thing over here, that even if it's a little, yiten, but it's yiten v'achzu yiten. When you're getting a one shot, it doesn't create a relationship. There's no relationship being created, right? Lamashal, if Itaka had to eat only once a week, somehow science could discover a way of eating once a week. Okay, so it would be much easier, we have more time, but the pshat is how many brachas would we make? We'll never think about a bracha, as it is, the amount of brachas, how many do we stop to think about? But at least this way, it's a way of stopping you and relating to the Bein Shem. Before you take the apple, you make a eitz, you know, Baruchat Hashem, thank you, Bein Shem. Bar Nefashas, right, all kinds of things. If the body didn't need those things, you'd never think about the Rebbeinu Shlom. So he says, "Gam kimash nitam biyadayod, einu eskaim la'ad v'yesh lahefsek." Something that's given, we know that. But something that's given from say a person who wins a lottery, they lose it right away. But if it's something that's worked on, that's a relationship, he says that's a pshat. He says, "Esav," it says, "Yemoshavecha shenifresh miyad anoisin." Has nothing to do with. There's no relationship. It's like walking into your local supermarket and. And that's it. I'm saying goyish shuvah. The kivin shenifresh over there, they have Ziggy and all the whole chevy. Whenever I walk in there, once every few months, it's hard to get out because they keep me busy staying. Their varts and their all the nice things that they have to say. Then they chappy for mincha. You know, it's a different experience, right? The eitzav nema yema shuvecha kivin shenifresh miyada noisin ein ba bracha kedusha. It's nifresh. It has nothing to do with it. Right? We know it's interesting. Zach, I don't remember who makes the aura, but two parshas in the Torah are called Chayeh, right? Chayeh Sara and Vachi Yaakov both talk about the deaths. V'Chayeh Sara and Vachi Yaakov. Why? Because Tzadikim ben Misas and Kriim Chaim, the opposite by Rishoyim. Why? Because the whole why? Because their Chayes doesn't come from the Banshom. Their Chayes, where they get life from? Chayvis, Gashmir. So they're not living. They're not coming from the Banshom. Who's called Chai? Somebody, Melech Kael, Chehoi Lomim, the Bain Shem. So when you're connected to the Bain Shalom, you have a real Chayas. That's a pshat. You constantly have you're getting from the Bain Shem. The Yitan Lecha Elokim, Ha Elokim. Forget, in Medrash it says, that's why some of the quotes are also, Yitan Lecha, it should have Yitan Lecha Elokim. The Bain Shem, what do you mean, Ha Elokim, the Hashem? Yitan Lecha Elokusoi, he'll give you his Elokus. Not only he'll give it to you, he'll give you part of himself, he'll create the relationship. Yitan Lecha Elokim. We'll give you a lukus in.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.